Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your day today, and thanks for tuning in to God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. All that you and I need to do is tune in to WGOD, find His frequency. And that is in the Word of God. He'll always have a word for you. He's always speaking. That's what we do in this program. I'm grateful you have come along for the ride with me. We'll let this opening play Monday and Tuesday. The sermon is the sermon I just preached on Sunday. It's called One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. That's right. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, for those of you that know that text. Paul's done with the doctrine in the book of Ephesians. Now he's going to talk about how to live it out. Now he's going to talk about endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And then he's going to go on and talking about unity. And then he's going to use the word one many times. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. So that's where we're at. Here today, again, we'll let this opening play Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back again with another program on Wednesday. Maybe I'll select one again out of Ephesians. Love to see you for midweek Bible study on this Wednesday night, 6 o'clock if you're free. I invite you, why don't you come by Island Community Church? The Lord's doing an awesome work at our church. You're invited. We'd love to meet you. Or maybe see an old friend again if you've been by before. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, 6 o'clock Wednesday night, 10:30 Sunday morning for our service. Sunday school at 9:30, and the service starts at about 10:35. Okay, let's get into the Word now. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
The fourth thing there was forbearing. The word aneko means to restrain or to hold on, to hold out or endure. Actually, the word, I mean, it's a compound word. Ana means again, and echo means to hold or to grasp. It means to continually hold someone up and never giving up. Repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly holding someone up like a drowning child. You're lifting them up and you don't give up. That's what this word forbearing means. Keep holding up your friends. Keep holding up those whom God has put in your path. Don't give up. When it gets hot in the kitchen, it's because you've made the devil mad. You should expect that. That's the time you ought to expect someone to turn and tell you they hate you. Because there's a spiritual battle and a fight that's going on here. Don't give up. Continually hold up those whom God has put in your path. Verse 3, one of my favorite verses. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, endeavoring means diligently or passionately. Making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Making every effort to keep the unity or to keep this church flowing smoothly like it is. If you don't, then that sin is on your account. Friend, this is a command. It's not a suggestion. endeavor, strive, make every effort to keep the unity, to keep this church flowing in unity as a command. Here's one short sentence axiom I have found to be quite true, and that is this: the Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides. The Holy Spirit unites and Satan divides, be it the church or the President of the United States. Ever seen a President of the United States cause division before? Jesus said, by their fruits you'll know them. Uncertain about someone? Take a long look at their fruit. Do they unite people or do they divide people? The Holy Spirit unites people. That's what he does. Satan divides people. That's what he does. I've seen people all the time in the church and right here in this church formerly. Seemingly nice people, but wherever they go, they divide the church. Now that, my friend, is a wolf in sheep's clothing. You're not doing God's work if you're a divider. You're doing Satan's work. It's the devil's peeps that divide a church. God's peeps bring it together and unite it. God's peeps esteem others as better than themselves, not dividing it. Do you believe churches have split over the color of the carpet that they're going to put in? Satan gets in there, sows discord and division. And Paul's teaching, remember, these guys are, I mean, Christianity's 30 years old. Where do you get your doctrine from here? He's warning everyone that Satan is the one that divides people. The Holy Spirit brings people together and unites. Some people do it unwittingly. Others divide all too knowingly. They know exactly what they're doing. The Apostle Paul said this kind of stuff shouldn't surprise you. 2 Corinthians 11:14, he says it's no marvel. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness. Isn't that a scary thought? That you never know who's going to be up here in this pulpit? But that he warns us that this is where you're going to find the devil? Here in the pulpit. But Jesus said, when you can't or don't know and you can't identify them, Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. You will identify a devil by what they tell you and believe about Jesus. Every time that gets them. What do you believe about Jesus? That's why I love that sermon, The Doctrine of Christ. What do you believe about Jesus? That's another sermon in its own right. I'll say it one last time. The Holy Spirit unites people. Satan divides people. Abraham Lincoln faced division in a divided country and people. He quoted the Lord Jesus to make his point. He said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Winston Churchill said, quote, when there's no enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt you, unquote. All right, now verse 4. Paul's going to build on this unity theme. Verse 4. Now there is one body and one spirit. Even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Notice all the ones there. I'll define them for you. There's one body. That is the body of Christ. You, me, and our friends down the street here at Lighthouse And our friends up the street here, we're one body, not two. One. There is one body. The second thing he says is one spirit. Naturally, the Holy Spirit of the living God. Also, as we look at these, it's obvious that there are many more of each one of these. There's more than one body. There's many spirits. There are many baptisms in the Bible. But he's referring to the Christian faith. Okay? He's referring to the Christian faith. One body. One spirit. One Lord. And that would be who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Number four, one faith. That would be the Christian faith. Number five, one baptism. And that would be one Holy Spirit baptism. Not two, but one. You see, anything else breaks the unity. Here you are, chugging along. One Lord, yeah, one faith, yeah, one baptism. Oh, no, there's two. All right, crash. Now you've broken the unity. We were moving along, fine, led by the Holy Spirit, and now you put something out there that's unbiblical, and you've broken the unity. Unity is the theme. In this list of many, many different things, there is one of all of these things. As a result, we have unity. We have one. So we have unity. One. Not two. One. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body." You get that? One. One Spirit, we were all, that's the body, all baptized into one body. Unity. Watch how this works. Someone comes on the scene and says, "I have a special revelation from God." Now that alone ought to scare you right there. Because there's nothing new. If it's new, it's not true. And if it's true, it's not new. It's old. That ought to make your hair stand up right there when someone says to you, "I got a special revelation from God. And God told me there are two baptisms." All right, so what's happened again? Unity's been broken. Because you heard something that was contrary to the word of God. People argue and fight. End result, unity broken. And some who like what they hear but don't know the word of God will fall for this. They like the idea of being special Christians, perhaps more special than Edna sitting next to them, or better than Betty Birnbaum sitting across from them. Others hear it and know that it contradicts the word. End result, the unity, that fellowship, has been absolutely shattered. So what happened? I'll tell you what. While people were sleeping, the enemy came and scattered counterfeit Christians and then went his way. Just like the Bible warned you was going to be. That while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares and went his way. How do you identify one of these? By someone that sows discord among brethren. The Holy Spirit unites us with the one truth of the Word of God. And you get that not necessarily from me, you get it from here. When you stop getting it from me, you fire me and bring in someone that's going to believe this. Right? Sola scriptura, they say in Latin. One, we believe in the Word of God alone. All right. Those counterfeits carry out the will of their father. And they're easy to detect because they divide the house. Lastly, one God and Father of all. That is the Father of all who believe and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus said that the religious leaders in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil. So there's more than one father. So how can you know the difference between a good man and a bad man, between a wolf and a sheep, and a wheat and a tare? We'll let Jesus answer that for you. He said this, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. That's Matthew 7:15 through 20. That's your answer. Also, does a person in question unite people in the name of Jesus? Or do they divide people? Let me take Andrew Womack for an example. He wears, like a badge of honor, the thousands and thousands of letters he's received from distraught Christians who call him a false teacher. Look him up on YouTube and on the internet. You'll find hundreds and hundreds of different things exposing or accusing the man as a dangerous false teacher. If you set him free in every church across America, he would divide and destroy most of them. I'll tell you this, he would divide those who endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. Because you would break the unity of the Spirit that flows at the churches that are in step with the Holy Spirit and who know and obey the Word of God. When you break the unity of the Spirit for your vocation, you are a tare among wheat. Sorry, but that's the truth. When you do that for a lifestyle, how can you wear for a badge of honor that you've made 87,000 Christians upset? How can you wear that for a badge of honor? If you're walking in the unity of the Spirit, you won't make any Christian upset. They might not want to hear it. Look, I've got you guys for 1 hour out of 168 hours in a week. And I guarantee you this, that at least for 1 hour in your life, you're going to hear the truth. You might not like it. It might taste like castor oil sometimes. But if you do what God says, you will walk out of these doors ready to take on this evil world. He's never lost a case. He's the perfect surgeon. He's got the perfect scalpel. That's one example. Sit 100 Christians in a room and put Oprah Winfrey on the television, who proceeds to inform you that there are many ways to get to God and to be assured of salvation. Now that breaks the unity of the Spirit. Tell me Jesus didn't die but was out of breath. You'll break the unity of the Spirit. Tell me Jesus was not born of a virgin. You're going to break the unity in this church. Tell me Jesus never said he was God. You're going to break the unity of the Spirit. Tell me that there are no consequences for sins, and you're going to break the unity of the Spirit. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So if you take anything home with you today, I hope it would be this. The Holy Spirit unites people, and Satan divides people. When you're uncertain about someone, take a step back, wait for the smoke to clear, and look and see what they've done. He divides people. He divides churches. And he divides families. He divides families. When someone has set out to divide your family, understand that they are hearing from the devil. When you're operating in the spirit, you esteem others as better than you are. You'll be willing to do something you don't want to do because you're lifting someone up to be better than yourself. That's where unity comes from. Thinking about your neighbor instead of yourself. Try that on. Think of your neighbor instead of yourself. Esteem others. It's Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if there's any comfort of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if there's any affections and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each of us esteem others as better than ourselves. That's how you end strife. Do what the man says. Then the last verse here, verse 4 in Philippians, he said, let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
We have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Glory.
in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. This love you gave me is shining for the whole world to see. Shining for the whole world to see. The cattle are lowing, the sweet baby wakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay right by my side till morning is night. And I welcome you in my heart. I pray that we this love you gave me is shining for the whole world to see. Shining for the whole world to see. In a world where darkness is everywhere, to heaven.